But first, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is in the race for the White House 2016.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America. And that is why today I am announcing that I'm running for president of the United States.
Senator Cruz this morning at Liberty University in Virginia. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, joins us to talk about this. And Ron, we're still, we should say, 19 months away from the elections, although he's the first one to get in officially. What is the strategy here?
The strategy is marketing, message, and money. Jeremy, three M's. First of all, in terms of marketing, this is getting to be a very crowded category, the would-be fresh faces of the Republican field for 2016. There are some 20 names being bandied about at this point. Seriously, 20 different names. Yeah. So if we're looking for a fresh face, Ted Cruz says, how about my relatively fresh face? How about focusing on me right now? And he gets that by coming out not just with an exploratory committee, but with a full-fledged candidacy. Then he's also getting his message out, the idealism of the conservative, if you will. He used the word believe. He used the word imagine very frequently in this speech this morning. And finally, it's a chance to raise money when nobody else is a full-fledged candidate, and he is. And he needs something like $50 million. That's $50 million to be competitive with Jeb Bush.
Wow. And he spoke this morning at Liberty University, as we said, in Virginia. He talked about repealing Obamacare. He talked about establishing a flat tax and abolishing the IRS. He talked about an assault on religious liberty at that religious university. Who is the base for Senator Cruz in this field, and would they be able to carry him through to get the nomination at the very least?
That's a great question, and exactly what he is trying to determine at this point. He doesn't have a base yet. He's in single digits in national polls among Republicans. So the idea is to build a base, and he's bidding for two groups, really. The Tea Party people, who were largely his supporters in 2010 in Texas when he was first elected to the Senate, and then also for religious conservatives, sometimes called evangelicals. But there are lots of different kinds of conservative people who are very religious and for whom religion, more God in government, is really the essential challenge.
Now, he's already been attacked even before he got in, Ron. Yesterday on Meet the Press, California Governor Jerry Brown was on, and he was played a clip of Ted Cruz on Late Night with Seth Meyers, where Meyers asked Cruz about climate change, and Cruz said global warming alarmists have a problem because science doesn't back them up. Jerry Brown, who was on there to talk about the drought, said this on Meet the Press.
That man betokens such a level of ignorance and a direct falsification of the existing scientific data. It's shocking, and I think that man has rendered himself absolutely unfit to be running for office.
Wow, some strong comments there from Jerry Brown.
Yes. Tell us how you really feel, Governor.
I also think that was the first time betokens has ever been used on Meet the Press, but I don't know.
Jerry Brown is someone who is free because no one is expecting him to run for president. He's about 9 years, almost a decade older than Hillary Clinton. No one is expecting him to get into the actual race, so he is free to really level the guns against a Ted Cruz or someone else who essentially takes the viewpoint of denying the consensus of scientists on global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, and problems that are quite real in California, where they are in a serious drought. So people are really focused on it in that state and many other parts of the country, too, including the Northeast, which has just had a pretty awful winter.
Yes, indeed. We can attest to that from personal experience. And Ron, what about the Democratic side? Jerry Brown did say he was not going to run in 2016. But is Hillary Clinton going to face somebody who wants to do what Ted Cruz is doing today and say, I'm going to get out in front of the pack and I'm going to announce right now?
Yes, I think there will probably be a challenger from the left for Hillary Clinton, but I don't expect that person to emerge terribly soon. Elizabeth Warren has made it clear she does not want to be that person. I don't believe that independent Bernie Sanders from Vermont, while he may run, would really be a full-fledged candidate. So it's not clear who that standard bearer will be, and it is clear that Hillary Clinton is going to declare for president next month. So the left is still looking for a champion.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, as Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, gets into the race officially for 2016. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.